The amount of student loan debt in this country has more than doubled in the last decade. It stands at $1.5 trillion. The Federal Reserve says that debt is making it harder for people in their 20s and 30s to buy homes. The question is when or if things will get better. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
As a child, Michael McHale pictured a suburban picket-fenced home he eventually wanted to own.
I can remember wanting that since I was, you know, 6, 7, or 8.
But at age 31, McHale isn't living that dream. Instead, he and his wife rent in Danbury, Connecticut, an hour's drive from the elementary school where he teaches. He says not owning a home makes him feel he's made a mistake that's kept him short of a key milestone and his piece of the American dream. Renting, he says, means he isn't free to plan his own life, even as their first child, a boy, is on the way.
Decorating his room, right? We can't really make any actual changes. We can't really paint too much.
McHale says he feels entrapped by the $1,200 monthly student loan bills, which prevent them from saving enough for a down payment.
It seems like there's like a debt spiral or something. When you get into a little bit of it, it just feeds back in on itself. And for us, that started with student loans. That was our first debt.
It feels especially bad, McHale says, when he compares himself to his dad's generation. Neither his father nor his uncles were burdened by student loans.
They all owned a house and had their full-time jobs by the time they were like 21.
Homeownership rates among younger people aged 24 to 32 has declined dramatically, about 9 percentage points over a decade. In a January report, the Federal Reserve estimates 20% of that decline is due to ballooning student debt. The broader economic question is, will those younger buyers eventually catch up? Odetta Cushy thinks so. Cushy is deputy chief economist at First American, a real estate research firm.
It's not that they're not going to buy homes. It's just that they'll purchase these homes later in life.
She says baby boomers were 25 on average when they purchased their first homes. Millennials, by comparison, are waiting almost a decade longer. Cushy says there are many factors contributing to that. People are staying in school longer, delaying marriage, and having children later. But this generation is just starting to buy, and she expects to see a wave of young buyers in coming years.
This generation will still yield the wealth benefits from becoming a homeowner, which I think is the key point.
This might already be starting to happen. Jonathan Spader is a researcher at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. He says in the last 2 years, homeownership rates have increased largely because of young buyers who are benefiting from the good economy.
Student loan debt is still a headwind, but they're at least being buoyed by stronger incomes and employment.
People with degrees have higher incomes, which offsets the debt burden. But it's also true that people are taking longer to get their degrees, and many don't finish school. Lori Goodman is co-director of the Housing Finance Policy Center at the Urban Institute.
Approximately 40% of those who start college do not finish within 6 years. I mean, think about it, 40%, that's a huge number.
And for those people, it's the worst of all worlds. They have the debt without the higher wages to show for it. Christina Ward did finish her schooling, but her chosen profession, social work, doesn't pay enough for her to overcome her debt.
They thought that I would be able to at least make enough money to make the payments, which wasn't true at all.
Ward racked up nearly $200,000 in loans from college and graduate school. Then she was laid off in December. At 36, she moved back into her parents' apartment in Newark, New Jersey, with her mom's dog, Penny. Ward says she and her girlfriend have had to postpone not just buying a house. Her girlfriend is also putting off her graduate education.
We wanted to get married. That's probably going to end up taking priority over the house because you can't afford both.
But she says there's no target date for getting married either. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.